Morgan Wallen last night on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning. It's Tuesday, and we've got a fun day lined up for you.
Yep, we have Minnesota Country Club Festival tickets. We have Ken's Weird News.
I'm going to have to look up that Country Club Festival, more information on that, because that's next month, right?
Yep, that's coming up, not June, because it's June right now.
Jason Aldean and Big Green Tractor on B105. It's Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. And let's do the B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. What's up, Lauren?
So, you know, we are always talking about food, so I'm just going to keep that going. A Minnesota diner has been named one of the most iconic in America. It is not one in the Northland, sadly, but it's Mickey's Diner, which has two different locations. I thought it only had one, but it's that famous dining car that says Mickey's Dining Car, and it has a unique look to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently, it's not just cool on the outside. It has a really fun history. A bunch of famous politicians used to eat there. They've filmed a bunch of movies there. It's just kind of iconic in its own way. So not a huge surprise, but you can read more about that, b105country.com.
We went to, well, I guess they call it Diner, the kitchen in Superior.
Mm-hmm. I would call that a diner.
We went there on Saturday. I was like, I really want to eat breakfast, and I don't want to make it. So I actually got up kind of early. Usually I sleep in on Saturdays, but I was up at like 8:30 or something like that. And I'm like, let's go. So we went over, and then I had a hash brown omelet. I ate so much. I went into a food coma, and then I went back to bed for 2 hours when we got home.
Nice. Nice.
It happens.
Yeah, if you eat a lot of breakfast food, it just kind of like...
it just puts you out.
Yeah, for a few hours at least.
That's all right. There's nothing going on that day. Except for soccer games all day after that, but soccer life. Anyway, you mentioned this. I don't know. Did we talk about this during the buzz, or was it some other time? The best fishing days in Minnesota, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I think we talked about that during the buzz.
Oh, well, I was going to bring it up again, but I guess it would be the 14th is the one of the days.
Yes.
And then the other one is the 29th.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's when you should go fishing. I went fishing 3 times last week.
You really did.
And caught fish each time, so that's pretty good for me.
So you can't complain and say, I never catch anything.
Okay, I didn't know I did that often, but... Well, that's ice fishing. Forget it.
And regular fishing.
Okay, whatever.
Well, definitely ice fishing.
Yeah. Well.
Look at you now.
Right. That's a B105 Buzz. Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. What's he been up to?
I haven't heard
anything about any new music or anything, really.
Well, because he said that he writes his new music in like a notebook, and then he lost that notebook. But I'm like, I think you can still, okay. I don't know. Family life, which is cute, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, busy guy. Okay. Well, let's do it. Let's do Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105. Why can't I find the commercial bed or the bed for it? I mean, okay, now I got it. You ready?
Yep. I'm ready.
It was missing. Here we go.
Was not missing.
It wasn't on the wall. Someone deleted it out of here.
You say that every time.
No one goes. Come over here and I'll show you where it
was. No, I trust you. We got to talk about Glenn Powell.
Okay.
So, if you don't remember, he is going to be in a country western. Well, it's not a country western movie, but he's playing a country star in a new movie that comes out in February. It's called The Comeback King. And I couldn't figure out if this was supposed to be a funny movie or a serious movie, but the premise is a country star experiences a dramatic downfall and must navigate their career while it's in free fall. So he popped up at CMA Fest dressed in character, and he actually filmed a scene for the movie. So in the movie, well, in the scene that he shot, he poured a beer into a cowboy boot and drank it.
Okay.
And then after he was done filming that scene, he thanked everybody for being there and being a part of the movie. He says it's for country music fans. He says the best songwriters and the biggest stars in Nashville have worked on the movie. He says he's really excited for it to come out. So I thought it was kind of like a parody thing, but it actually seems like a somewhat serious movie.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so also Florida Georgia Line, they had their first full set in 4 years. They reunited at Nissan Stadium Thursday night, but then they did a set during the weekend as well. Tyler Hubbard did a few solo songs, then he introduced Brian Kelly out. And, like I said, first set in 4 years. They also signed with new management over the weekend, so...
Did they do Beach Cowboy?
I don't think they did Beach Cowboy. No, it just said that Tyler did 2 songs. So, yeah, I mean, they're hitting the ground running. They updated their social media. They said, like, we never left. Lainey Wilson joined Tim McGraw for I Like It, I Love It. Riley Green also joined Carly Pierce. He was hosting as well. So they performed their new duet. And then he also scored his seventh number one over the weekend with Change My Mind.
Awesome. That's a great song. I knew that was going to be a hit as soon as it came out.
Yeah. So
I'm listening to the album.
Lots of things happened in this weekend. That's really all that happened at CMA Fest. There was a lot of stars missing. I mean, no Luke Combs. There was no, well, who else? There's no Miranda Lambert. Like, it was just.
So you're missing your key too.
Well, that's just an example. Like, Morgan Wallen wasn't there. Megan Maroney wasn't there. So
Morgan Wallen was too busy chucking people's phones.
Yeah, I don't know if we have time to get into that in detail, but we can dive more into that next hour. But
okay.
Because I did a lot more research on it.
Oh, so you got more details on that.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we'll do that next hour here. We'll get the rest of the story with Lauren Wells. Corey Kett now, Rocky Mountain Low, B105, we got the 710 Laugh Off. Here we go.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I think I got a good one here. Lauren, what kind of pants does a ghost hunter wear? Just a pair of normal jeans.
Hey, that's like my favorite joke ever. I'm obsessed.
Paranormal. My wife, so I've never seen the movie, okay?
Right.
Pet Sematary. I've never seen it. Because I don't like scary movies, right?
Right.
I walked in and I saw the last 5 minutes of the movie. When I got home yesterday, and my wife was like, I'm like, what are you watching? She was Pet Sematary. And then, like, the ending, it's very bizarre.
I saw that movie with her in theaters.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the original.
Oh,
the
OG. She threw it back.
Yeah.
I was like, she circled back and watched the... No. Well, I mean, that was years ago, but...
Yeah, I thought there was a reboot of that. And there was, yeah, okay. Well, Lauren, sorry.
That's okay. I think I kind of want to watch Pet Sematary. Rainy week, good time to do it. Okay.
Do you have a joke for us?
Yes, I do. You know, if you bring up a scary movie, you're going to sidetrack me. Okay. Right. I only seem to get sick on weekdays. I must have a weekend immune system.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. I think I'm coming down with something. I'm kidding. Allergy season for sure.
I know.
All right. This is from Kat. Sent this one in on the B105 app.
How does a science teacher freshen his breath? With experiments.
Cute.
Experiments. Got it.
Love it.
710 Laugh Off.
I think you win today.
I think so, too.
Take the wins when you can. I think you win.
Yeah, but just a pair of normal jeans. Luke Combs coming up next on B105. Luke Combs back in the saddle on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, and we're back to the half a minute to win it. We've got tickets to the Minnesota Country Club Festival, and this is happening down in St. Paul, right?
Yep, in July, a bunch of amazing performers. The Red Clay Strays, who were just named the Group of the Year at the ACMs. Jesse Murph, Trampled by Turtles. Amazing. So
Stephen Wilson Jr.
Yes, your favorite. Can't forget him. So
it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, no, it's a great lineup. So we want to send you, and you just have to play half a minute to win it with us.
Okay, and yesterday our category was to name five things you'd bring on a picnic, right?
Yep.
What are we doing today? Oh,
We've had a similar question before, but...
Okay.
You know, it's not hard. We're not throwing you to the wolves or anything.
It's a little jolt of energy in the morning here to get your brain going.
We need that.
Half a minute to win it. 727-B105 right now. Call to win tickets to the Minnesota Country Club Festival coming up next month. Rascal Flatts. Rascal Flatts, life is a highway on B105. Okay, here is our half a minute to win it. Your chance to win tickets to the Minnesota Country Club Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get a contestant to play and go to the phone. Hello, B105.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Who's this?
This is Haley.
Haley. Okay. Well, we got tickets for you to go to the Minnesota Country Club Festival, but what we need is you to name five things you'd bring to a summer music festival. And you got 30 seconds, so you got to come up with five things you'd bring to a country festival, okay?
Okay.
All right. Haley, go.
Cowboy hat, cowboy boots, sunscreen, water, and something to drink.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So the something to drink would be something like other than water?
Other than water.
Okay. I get you.
That was impressive. That was record time, I think.
You must be a morning person.
We've been up since 5 a.m. around here. So.
Holy cow. All right. Well, you must be milking the cows, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Haley, congratulations. Hang on, okay?
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing. Wonderful. Everybody's happy. Right. Hey, tomorrow we got tickets to Lake Superior Zoo, right?
That is on Thursday.
What day is it today?
Yeah, so today is Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
So we're
going
to do it again tomorrow. And
screw
then.
Up a week.
Yeah, and then.
Is that only day two of this week, really?
And then.
Fog is getting to me, man.
It's going to be okay. Yeah, and then we will do like Superior Zoo tickets on Thursday.
Yesterday I was like, oh, it's, you know, good excuse to be lazy today, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then I was lying in bed. I got home, and then I took a little nap in the afternoon. It turned into like a two-hour nap, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, no, I slept for it. And then it's just the weather.
Yeah.
But if you get away from the lake, it's supposed to be pretty nice, right?
Yeah, I was like, you know, it was rainy yesterday, so I also was like, I'm going to be lazy. But then the sun came out, and I was like, I have to do stuff.
Oh, the sun came out at your place.
Yeah, it did.
It didn't come out at our place at all. It was just foggy, soupy mess. Okay, Lauren.
Fortunately, it did.
All right, well, half a minute tomorrow, we'll have more Minnesota Country Club tickets because it's Wednesday tomorrow. Hey, that means Ken's Weird News coming up at 7:40.
Yes.
I knew that. I'm prepared, actually.
I heard you.
Well, I'm
I won't give any spoilers.
Okay,
but.
Don't give away any spoilers. All right. 7:40, we'll discuss here. B105. Jordan Davis and I Ain't Saying on B105. It is The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. You know what this means.
I sure do. Ken's Weird News. I heard you watching something earlier, and it reminded me. We have Ken's Weird News today.
Yeah, I was getting a clip I wanted to play here from Steven Spielberg talking about his new movie, Disclosure Day, that comes out, officially Friday, but Thursday there's early screenings.
Right.
It's getting good reviews for the most part, and some people are saying it's his best work in 20 years.
Which is saying something, because this is Steven Spielberg.
So the plot about it is basically, from what I've gathered so much through the trailers, is that there's a guy that knows the government secrets, and his plan is to broadcast it to the entire world, a data dump, everything we know, disclosure, because... it would upend the world order because we'd find out that we're not alone and all this other kind of stuff. So Spielberg's done a few other movies. He did War of the Worlds. Remember that one?
I don't remember Tom Cruise.
That one.
Tom Cruise.
That was early 2000s, I think. He also did E.T., of course. And then the one that's closest to this is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which back, if you remember, back then he actually consulted real people and investigators like J. Allen Hynek, French guy was his name, Jack LaVey, I can't remember his name. But anyway, he did his research on it and kind of reported things that had actually been reported. It was not a lot of that was fiction.
Right.
You know, it was from first-hand accounts and stuff. And now this movie looks like he's doing a lot of the same, and none of this is really made up. This is just what it could be. And then this is an interesting quote he had here in the trailer. I'm going to play it for you right here. So this is the last minute of the final trailer here where Steven Spielberg, we'll just listen.
I know you. I know you do. What happened to us?
I used to say to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of this turned out to be true? I'm now thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful for people to know all of this is true?
Yeah.
Spooky.
Well, and he has got on Zed. Yeah, you hear that clicking noise?
Yeah.
That would be the alien language.
Yeah, classic. Alien noise.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's coming out this week. It's a big deal.
This week already?
Yeah. It's Thursday. You can get tickets starting at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I was a month off.
Yeah, it's coming up. That's why I'm talking about it today.
Well, we've been talking about it a lot. This is not relevant, but is there romance in this movie?
No, I don't think so. It's more of a chase. Well, I don't know. So from what I'm seeing this is what I've figured out from the trailers, is that Emily Blunt and then Josh O'Connor or something were taken as kids, or something happened with them as kids with other non-human intelligence or whatever, and then they grow up, and then at this point they reconnect, and there's a bunch of different things going on.
Okay, all right.
And then
so
there's
no
a,
romance.
And there's no. Well, I mean, I don't know, Lauren. It's not a rom-com.
I know. I was just wondering. I still want to see it.
Can we just get a UFO rom-com film? Is that so much to ask
for? We need a little romance.
Yeah, right.
You know, we need something to take the edge off this movie because it seems intense.
It is intense. Well, we'll see what happens, though. But it's out this week, so I will probably see it this weekend at some point, or try to see it maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'll report back on it. All right. Tucker Wetmore. B105, all right, Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's happening, Lauren?
There is actually so much happening. So, a little follow-up to the whole Morgan Wallen debacle, because long story short, over the weekend, he was in Pittsburgh for a stadium tour Friday night. He threw somebody's phone across the stage. Now we're learning more. So, basically, for some backstory, it was a female security guard, and it was during his opening song, Don't We. And she was like facing the crowd but holding up a phone. I guess somebody handed it to her so that she could, you know, film for them because she was closest to the stage. Morgan grabbed it and chucked it. So now the husband of the woman whose phone that was has chimed in. He said she gave it to the security guard who offered to take video. She wanted a selfie with Morgan, so that was kind of what they were going for. Now the husband says that the phone was recovered with no damage. It took like 10 minutes to get the phone back, but they did get the phone back and it recorded the whole thing.
Oh, geez.
So he shared that on TikTok. You can go look up his account. Just Google it and the video will show up there. But the husband says he actually understands why Morgan was mad. He was like, we weren't trying to be pests. We just wanted a selfie. And he's like, security should be doing security things. But it did seem like a very overblown reaction. However, I will say one of my pet peeves at concerts is people that film the whole thing.
Instead of just enjoying it?
Yeah. I mean, to each their own. I'm not going to tell someone what to do. But, like, there was one concert in particular that I went to. It was Miranda Lambert in Vegas. And the woman in front of me filmed the entire thing. And it was actually, like, a distraction.
Yeah,
it was
why?
Such a small...
When are you going to ever use that video?
Yeah.
Really?
And also, like, I think we've gone a little too far with selfies. Like, yes, everyone wants a selfie with Morgan Wallen. But, like, I don't think we need to... Like, that shouldn't be our focus because the chances of that happening are, you know, small. So anyways, the phone is back. I was worried about that because I'm like, that is expensive.
Is the piano upright again?
The piano's upright.
Never checked on the piano.
I will say I feel like he shouldn't have chucked the phone like that, but because he's probably used to all these phones, like, filming him at all times. But it was distracting, so let us know what you think. Yeah, I would.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, it's just not, like, the best look. But the phone's fine.
That's good.
So that's what matters.
Screen protector saves the day.
Yeah, because iPhones are expensive. So moving on, Justin Moore, he shared an announcement yesterday that was pretty surprising. He said he's taking a little break. He shared a short message. He said, I made the decision to take some time to focus on my health. He says, because of that, I'll be stepping away from touring for a short period. I will not be performing some upcoming shows. And he said, this is the right decision for me and my family. I appreciate your support. I look forward to getting back out there later this summer and doing what I love most.
Well, I hope he's okay.
I know, me too. That seems kind of unlike him.
Yeah, it was abrupt. Yeah. I mean, he sprained or something with tore his ACL.
Oh, he did?
Skiing a few months ago.
Yeah.
But this must, I don't know if this is related to that or something else.
Yeah, so he will be in Minnesota this October. That's not impacted as far as we know. But yeah, you can read more about that. B105country.com. And then stay tuned for your Megan Maroney code. I almost just said Morgan Wallen code. Megan Maroney.
Morgan on the brain.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, that's coming up 8:20 here in B105. Luke Combs, Sleepless in a Hotel Room on B105. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and Zach Schneider from Grandma's Marathon. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're getting down to the wire.
I was going to say, do you have anything going on, really?
Yeah, it must be a pretty relaxing time of year for you, right?
You know, this is the time of year that everything picks up. But, I say every year it's the time of year where if your head's not popping off your pillow, then something's wrong with you because this is...
I love it.
This is the exciting time. And so the next 11 days and... 22 hours, whatever it is, until race time are jam-packed, but it's fun.
Yeah, so I want to start by asking about volunteers because I know I love the volunteers. Like, that's what keeps me going because they're also, you know, happy and fun. Do you guys still need volunteers? Because there's so many events going on, you know, that race weekend.
Yeah, this week is our last big push for those volunteers, right? And a lot of those people that would sign up this week are people that haven't done it before and maybe are on the fence. Do I want to do it? Do I not want to do it? We've never had somebody or very rarely have had somebody come and be part of Grandma's Marathon and say, I didn't like that.
Right. It's so fun. Like the atmosphere.
Whatever your role is, you know, it's the people around you, the energy, the excitement of the runners and the community. We think you're going to enjoy it. Like, that's almost a guarantee, right? And so if you're on the fence, sign up this week, come out and help us out. You're part of something that is so great for our community and our area. You know, we expect this to be the largest race weekend we've ever had. Registration-wise, it already is. Participation-wise, we'll see when we get to race day. But that means we need more volunteers. We need more help. And so if you're on the fence and you're not signed up, do that this week, and I bet you'll be back in the future.
I'm at the Become a Volunteer spot here. I didn't realize they actually gave you different – you can, like, pick or, you know, see what you would be best fit for.
Yeah, and that's the great thing is, you know, we've got, it's such a long weekend, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even into Sunday. So 4 or 5 days that you can choose from, different shifts on those days, different jobs. If you're outgoing, maybe you want to be at a water station or do the bartending. If you're more introverted, don't really want to be out there yelling and screaming, that's okay. We've got people that pick up, you know, and, right. and do kind of those jobs too. We need it all. And so the best part about Grandma's Marathon is there's something for everybody, quite literally.
I'm looking right now because I'm like, okay, last year I did the 5K and I think that was too much for me before the half. Like I was really feeling myself. I don't know why. And so, you know, there's a few volunteer spots there. Maybe I should sign up for one. What's a course marshal?
Course marshals are very important because we have such a long race course. And even mm-hmm. for the 5K, right, it's three miles. But we can't barricade and secure that entire 3 miles. So course marshals help us at really those crossing points where people are going to be crossing the course, make sure the runners are safe, the spectators are safe. And it's a thankless job. It's not one that you'll see a lot of pictures of after the race.
Right.
But it's very, very important to the successful operation.
When I heard course marshal, I was thinking like parade marshal or something where like you're with the staff and then you got a pumpy hat, you know, the fluffy hat.
Yeah.
And you go, dun, 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 dun. No, you're just making sure that.
Which is very important. What else should we know about Grandma's coming up?
Yeah. I mean, this is my favorite week of the year, right? And obviously it's, you know, it's easy to say that because I work there, but this is going to be such a celebration of 50 years. It's something that we've been talking about as a staff for probably the last 2.5 years. It's a culmination of a lot of work. And like I said, we have a lot of people signed up, just under 24,000. We've got close to 4,000 volunteers, hoping for more. This is going to be a really fun weekend and one that you're not going to want to miss. And so obviously if you're signed up to run, you know where you're going to be on race day if you're already volunteering. But if you're not, either sign up to volunteer or plan to get down there and enjoy, right? Mm-hmm. Come down and watch and be part of it. Because Grandma's Marathon and 50 years, I mean, the race obviously comes once a year, but 50 years doesn't come around very
exactly.
often.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that you're going to want to be part of. We're excited for 10 days from now.
Yeah, and you guys have been doing so much. You know, there's a Grandma's Museum, and yeah, you guys have just been doing so much for the 50th. So where can we keep up with everything you're doing leading up to race day?
Yeah, grandmasmarathon.com is our website. That's got all the necessary information. We'll continue to add to it as we get closer to race day. We have a mobile app, which mainly is used for tracking, but it does have a schedule of events on there as well. Our weekend guide is available online. Our media guide, if you're interested in the history and the statistics of all the past champions and the success stories we have. All that's available online, grandmasmarathon.com, or on our mobile app, Grandma's Marathon, in the app store on your phone.
Cool. You know what I think I'm going to do this year? I had an idea because I want to help out the runners in the final stretch here because mm-hmm. I'm here, you know, they're going by. We tried Fireball with Lauren that did not have to get across the finish line.
I will not do that again.
What about if I did shots of pickle juice because that helps with cramps?
Yeah, right? There are people on London Road who do that.
And mm-hmm. I'm like the pickle guy around here.
Yeah. They do have pickle shots. And regular shots of beer as well.
Oh.
Yeah. But you can do it too.
Maybe I'll have a pickle. I got a bunch of leftover pickle brine.
Yeah, hand people pickles as they pass
by. I've got jars of pickle brine. I'm kidding. It's actually, never mind. We won't go into that. Hey, Zach, sorry I ruined the end of the interview.
Hey, no, that's part of what makes Grandma's Marathon so special, right? Is that will be a very unofficial stop on the marathon.
I'm going to make it happen.
So fun.
But
I'm going to make it happen.
There's people that already do it. Yeah. There's people that do all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that we really enjoy is seeing what the community can put together outside of what we have.
I better start eating some pickles.
Get to work.
Well, thanks, Zach. We'll see you soon, all right? Yeah. Grandma's Marathon coming up already, 10 days away. B105 Kenny Chesney, I Go Back. It's the Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Here's a story that you know, you want to be shocked by something here. A woman cleaning out her home found live dynamite in the freezer.
I'm speechless.
Happened in Los Angeles. She got quite the surprise. She was cleaning out their house last week. She made her way to an old freezer in the garage, hadn't been used in years. She opened it up and found 20 sticks of live dynamite.
Not great. Not great.
Well, I mean, it's got to be worth something. I mean, you know, you got to work with what you got, right?
Right.
Well, they called the bomb squad. L.A. bomb squad showed up. They responded, evacuated the surrounding homes. How would you like to be that person? You know, evacuate your whole block because you had 20 sticks of live dynamite in your freezer.
Their fault?
Well, she says she has no idea how the explosives got in there. Sure. Police say her husband died about 12 years ago. The sticks may have been his.
So she just noticed them. So we don't know how long they were there.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that how you keep dynamite fresh? Do you have to keep dynamite?
I've never heard that.
I don't know anything about dynamite when it comes. I've actually, you know, I've never handled dynamite, and it's probably a good thing. You need special licenses and stuff for that, you know?
Very interesting. I have a lot of questions. Was someone taking advantage of her and just, like, stocking it there without her noticing? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
That's sad.
Maybe somebody needed a place to stash their dynamite.
Yeah, that's sad.
For a big heist or something, you know?
Yeah.
It is Los Angeles, so strange things happen there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Morgan Wallen chasing you on B105, and we've got Lauren Some Angel here. Give us a good story for a gloomy morning.
So this is actually crazy. This man needs a raise. You might have seen this. There's a meteorologist in Arkansas. His name is Noah Simmons, and he's being called a hero because he was tracking two tornadoes, and something in the studio caught fire. So he continued to give his forecast, even though there's like a fire, and you can see him kind of like keep looking over, and then like smoke starts to fill the screen. Now he later clarified, he's like, there was a fire. It was put out by a producer. A lot of what you saw was like the fire extinguisher or whatever, but he's being called a hero because the weather gets so severe, obviously, in Arkansas. And he was like, I had to make a choice. And he was like, I felt like the fire was far enough away where I could keep, you know, telling people what they need to do and whatnot. He said it was a little tough to breathe at times. He does have a little tickle in his throat. But then a third tornado broke out too. So he's like, I have no choice. I'm going to stay here, do my job. And, you know, if the fire gets within like, I don't know, a few feet of me, I'll leave. But he was like, I'm not leaving if I don't have to. So people are calling him a hero. He says that's not true. He's like, I was just doing my job, but.
Well, those live tornado reports, especially in Tornado Alley, exactly. I mean, that's very important. So
yeah.
You look at the look on his face, though. He's like, oh, I see something.
He's looking over,
he's
yeah.
Like, oh, there's something on fire over there, something burning.
I mean, that's not good, like the whole map is red. That's not good.
8 o'clock at night or so, it looks like that.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that is some severe stuff happening.
Like
there.
I said, people.
Oh, yeah. He's like waving the smoke out of the way.
He's, you know, people are saying you save lives because, yeah, like you can't mess with tornadoes in Tornado Alley, so. And no one at the station was injured. No, there was no, like, injury reports just locally from the tornado. So give that man a raise.
You ever had to use a fire extinguisher?
No. But I know how to.
I've had to spring in action twice and use a fire extinguisher in my life.
Okay.
Grease fire, motorcycle fire. Two separate things.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's surprising how effective they are.
Yeah.
In real life. But, you know, when panic's that, when the moment happens.
Right.
You know, will you jump to the occasion or will you panic?
I hope I don't have to find out.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, if there's smoke in here, I'm getting out of here, by the way. I'm not going to. You know what I mean?
Good to know, yeah.
B105, we will see you later. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Have an amazing
Tomorrow's
Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm on track now.
Yep.
Tracking
you definitely were shocked earlier when you discovered that it was a Tuesday.
Yesterday just felt like a really long day and the weather, you know. So
it felt like a long day because of the weather.
I don't know. It just felt like a long day. Maybe it's because I took a 2-hour nap in the afternoon and woke up again. And then.